Title: FDA releases guidances on transition plan for devices distributed under emergency use authorization, EUA, or enforcement policies during COVID-19. Content: On December 22, 2021, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, published draft guidance documents for manufacturers of devices that were issued emergency use authorizations, EUAs, or were subject to relaxed enforcement policies during the COVID-19 pandemic. Acknowledging that the COVID-19 emergency will not last forever, the FDA's recent draft guidances propose a 180-day transition path back to normal operations, i.e., compliance with the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, FDCA, and regulatory requirements. The transition periods, which would begin, in most cases, 180 days after the end of the public health emergency, PHE, would allow manufacturers, healthcare facilities, and other stakeholders to avoid supply disruptions and product shortages. Following the transition period, manufacturers who want to continue selling covered devices would be expected to comply with all the usual regulatory requirements. Manufacturers who do not wish to continue distribution post-PHE could keep business as usual through the end of the 180-day transition period. Comments on the draft guidance are due on March 23, 2022. The guidance for EUA devices can be found here, and for devices marketed under COVID-19 enforcement policies, here. Guidance overview: Following the declaration of COVID-19 as a PHE, the FDA authorized the emergency use of certain devices, like COVID-19 tests, personal protective equipment, and ventilators, to meet the incredible demand the pandemic created. The FDA also relaxed some of its enforcement policies for the same reason, and in recognition of flexibility needed for a successful emergency response to the pandemic. The guidance documents issued in December are intended to provide a plan to move away from these emergency policies back to standard policies and procedures. When do I need to convert my EUA to a pre-market application, e.g., 510K? Before the 180-day transition period ends, or before the EUA terminates. For devices distributed under an EUA, Section 564 of the FDCA requires the Secretary of HHS to provide advanced notice of the termination and to consult with the manufacturer of the product with respect to the appropriate disposition of that product. To meet this requirement, the guidance contemplates the FDA providing manufacturers notice of EUA termination in the Federal Register 180 days prior to the set termination date. Companies would need to submit a marketing application, e.g., a 510K application or de novo request, and other required documents to come into compliance before the EUA terminates. I distribute products under an EUA. What do I do now? Manufacturers should continue to abide by the compliance requirements of their products' EUA through the 180-day notice period. Up until the EUA termination date, there is no impact on the day-to-day distribution of EUA-covered products. For manufacturers who plan on distributing their products after their EUA termination dates, manufacturers should submit their pre-market submissions, i.e., 510K, or de novo request, as soon as practical. The FDA suggests submitting with ample time prior to the termination date to alleviate a potential influx of submissions. As with the devices covered by an emergency enforcement policy, with the 510K submission or de novo request, manufacturers should include a transition implementation plan in the submission. I distribute products under a relaxed enforcement policy. How long can I continue to do so? Unlike EUAs, temporary COVID-19 enforcement policies will terminate the day the declared PHE ends. To provide distributors with some notice and opportunity to achieve compliance, the guidance provides a similar 180-day transition period, with the emergency policies to be withdrawn 180 days after the end of the PHE. Up until the end of the 180-day transition period, there is no impact on the day-to-day distribution of products under the relaxed policies. I distribute products subject to a PHE enforcement policy and want to continue distributing them after the pandemic. What should I do now? The current guidance has been submitted for public comment and is non-binding at the moment. However, Manufacturers who want to continue selling their devices post-PHE should begin putting together the materials to submit a pre-market application to the FDA.